Monday, a Tuesday night, Shmai Tzashir, or Le Chof Dalid Iyar. And we've learned Shmai Gimel Perek Zion, and we'll just focus on the main yesod of Shmai Gimel Perek Zion, which is that in a Taruvos, you don't say Chazkas Heter, because Chaticha ain't Nasis Nevela, except for Bosu B'cholov, and therefore any suffix you have doesn't have a Cheskas Hitzer, and it doesn't have a Cheskas Heter, because the Heter is Heter, and the Yis is Yisr, and you're dealing with a Tarubos. That's the Yisod. He does, we mentioned, I'll say the word ignore, he doesn't make anything of, there was a discordant Lashon we saw in the Taz, of Cheskas Shalonimlach. Cheska Shalom Nimlach is already like a chazaka of a certain state of being, and that state of being l'chayra is a chazaka. I mean, I don't know if everything in the world is a chazaka. L'chayra, the state of being in which you want to apply chazaka to and say that this chazaka d'meikara applies, and if it was that way at a certain point in time, we assume it stayed that way till we know there was a change. I imagine it has to have some halachic mitziuti. It has to be mitziuti halacha. It has to be something real, not just. I don't know how far you could extend it. That shear is next to that shtenda. So if it becomes a suffix, you say there's a chazaka to make her that it was near the shtenda, maybe you do. Maybe you can make a chazaka out of any state.
And
if you're being done, but if you're being done, then anything could be parlayed into a state of being to which we would apply chazaka. Anyway, the Taz says a lashon chazaka shalonimlach, which is already a horse of a whole different color. And even with the shmeitzes yisod, lechora, there should be able to be such a thing as a chazaka shalonimlach, which now brings us to wait. So why isn't there chazaka shalonikar, that it wasn't cleaned out, it wasn't deveined, and that opens up a whole new can of worms. We're going to see it. Yeah, the Shmaitzer doesn't pick up on that. He doesn't. He ignores it. Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, he
doesn't. You're saying it means the blood is not removed.
Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't pick up that might be a different type of chazaka to which his yisoid does not apply. And then once you say that, there might be many things to which his yisoid doesn't apply, because there might be a chazaka that the Bosser was not cleaned out of the Gidanosha. Like, well, once you took
about,
yeah. Oh, wait. I'm talking about, please don't mix up the yaitzes. I'm not just saying, I'm talking about that a chazaka of a certain state would make the Shmaitzes yaitzes irrelevant. But he doesn't pick up on it, as I said. He doesn't suggest that the Taz is talking about a whole new type of chazaka, a chazaka shalonimlach. So we'll see. We're going to see today about the yisoid of the Shmaitzer in this parak. And some achronim will make such a point. I'm just pointing it out, reminding Dalen that the Shmaitzer himself, who quotes the Taz says such a lashon. At the end of the parak, the Shmaitzer says a different word. It's a chiddush, but it's a different word. It's not a ches, because mitzuiti. He says, you know, by the Erev, where there was a taruvos, and the Gemara made clear that the din of the Erev Tchumen there was based on chazaka, and the assumption is that the cheskas heter of the food, but then the problem is it's talking about a taruvos, and there's no chazaka, not cheskas iser, not cheskas heter. So then the Shmaita was mechadish at the very end. And it is a tremendous chiddush, I think, because the food would remain also to eat. You wouldn't be allowed to eat the food, because to the food we couldn't apply chazaka. But the Eruv could be Becheskos Kashrus, which I don't really get. At the end of the day, if you can't eat the food, the Eruv should not be kosher. What? I doubt you can't eat the food. How? Why can you eat the food? The suffix is it's not mustavra to me that the food will be paskin kosher because you have a cheskos kosher eruv. If anything, it would go the other way. So maybe we'll see. The funny thing is I didn't even see anybody talk about that. Okay, so let's go by Hadraga. First, I should have made copies, and I didn't, so I'm sorry. But I'm not going to go make copies now. It's not worth the time. I just made a list of things to see. Okay, here's a sefer, very nice sefer, called Milui Shmaitza. He says it's fine. Milui, I don't know. Milui! Like Miluim, if you're in the army.
Avni Miluim, yes.
Miluim, shine. Now, she goes to Rabbeinu, the Busovic Taruvus, Lashaya Chazok, Akivin, the Ahetel, Lainesa, Meyoilam, Baraka Issa, Shebetocho, Osir, Dalzem, Meyoilam, Lahoya Chazoka. So, first he brings down Stam, Erb Kivagir, and Shechonorach Yeredea says the same thing. The Taz says, it's a sheikh, the good old sheikh, remember him that doesn't know hilchos shechita? So it's a treifa misafek. And the Taz says that if they cook the meat in kelim, they need a hechsher. So Rabbi Kivega says that the kli does not have a cheskos heter either, because the kli is still mutter, and we're just donning on the blia that went into it. The blia certainly doesn't have a cheskos heter. So l'chari, that's the svar of the Shmaitza. Elo dagon Reb Kivega sham kosav the zeu rak biyovesh biyovesh shahetter loynesar, the heter does not become osur b'zeu lo shaya cheskos heter k'mosh kosav Rabbeinu avo, this is Reb Kivega talking now, avo b'nesarev lach b'lach Pasha two liquids. The bezeha heter ba'atzmuso nesar machmas bilua ha'iser shebetocho. And I always thought that bilua absorbed taste was like lach balach, that it permeated and merged. Kvega sounds like no. The entrance of taste molecules into an object, even through heat, would be called still yavesh biyavesh, meaning because you have two different elements that are not really bonded, they just commingled, I guess, but they're not bonded. Avo ben Asar, apparently, because he says by the klicheres that you cook the meat in, it has no cheskos heter. Because the charis is always mutter, and the meat is always osur. Avo, yeah. He said that. Avo, but avo b'nasar of lach b'lach. I'm quoting Reb Kivega now. I'm saying over Reb Kivega. Avo b'nasar of lach b'lach, liquid and liquid. The bezeh haheter ba'atzmuso nesar machmas bilua ha'isr shebetocho. Kivega says lach balach, it does become osur. Va'afla shulchan aruch the sfira lay b'simin tzadik beis. Va'afla shulchan aruch the sfira lay b'simin tzadik beis. The lo amrinam chaticha nasus nevela b'shor yisurim. Haynu da ha'pleito da ha'chaticha en oser im yeshishim negara is. So I told you that's the largest the most famous manifestation of. You don't say chaticha nasus nevelas. You only need shishim. You don't need shishim neged this piece of meat. You only need shishim neged the tam ha'iser. Avol kol zman the tam ha'iser nirgash b'hachaticha gufa chaticha nesar b'shaper shaya chazaka. Oh, I guess there's a difference between a belia into a klicheres. I was right, I think. A belia into food is called lach b'lach. Rabbi Kivega is saying that you say it as follows. If food A acquires usur dika taste B, then food A becomes usur. Food A with taste B, bread with chazir tam permeating it through belia, the bread becomes usur. The bread has tam of chazir in it. I guess like the definition of food is something with tam. You don't say the tam of the chazir is lechud and the bread is lechud. It's only by klicheres, I guess. The klicheres is not osur. Cheres is mutter. Cheres is not a food. I guess that's Rabbi Kiveger. Tam kinker means the tam's osur. Rabbi Kiveger is saying there's a difference between yavish and yavish. No, tam kinker. He's saying it's lach balach. Nazan Devela is you only need shishim neged the ta'am ha'isser, but the meat with tam isser is usser. The meat with tam isser is usser. Yay. But you still only need shishim neged the tam. Yeah, so that's Rabbi Kiveger. So Rabbi Kiveger, although he says the Shmaitz's Svara, says that it's only true by Yavish B'Yavish, or by absorbed Tam into a Klicheres. I assume a Klicheres is not food. But by Lach B'Lach, or by Bilua, and I'm explaining. Now the Mekveger is saying food that acquired Tam Isser, so the food becomes Usser. Ayin Shom. Okay, so that's good to know. I guess because the bitul b'shishim will work on the tam. Like,
but the food is awesome.
Yeah, that's the chilek there. Now here's an interesting case. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch Yeridei. This is like interesting things about this Shmaitzer. We're going to get to Reb Shimon Shkop in a second. Then he brings down a case of Shulchan Aruch Yeridei Yisrael Mekuv Zayin. A Sofek Beya, maybe a Beya has an Efroyech, a dog Tomei. I guess it's a Beitza from a Lam. It might be a tray for Beya. It was Nizbasha with other eggs. Sofek Shishim. So he says, even according to the Kli doesn't become Osir, because the Kli has a Cheskes Heter. That's what he says. So the Chayyim says Beferish that there's a Cheskes Heter on the Kli. So it's an interesting terror, I want to say. He says, maybe there is talking about Eina Ben Yomo. So Eina Ben Yomo doesn't become Osur Be'etzem, there's a din that you're not allowed to cook with it. With the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to go cook with it. So it becomes Osur to cook with. And then a Chanami, it doesn't become Osur because it's Taka Eina Ben Yomo, it's Noisha Tamil of God. Rabbanan made a din, you can't cook with it. Ironically, that allows the Cheskos Heter to kick in because Rabbanan made a din, it's Osur, that the Kli becomes Osur, it's Osur to cook. It's ironic. The Kli doesn't become Osir because of the Belia. It's the Kli Mutter. The Belia is Osir. There's no Cheskos. But that makes it there's no Cheskos Heter. The reason we do apply Cheskos Heter is because Rabbanan made a din. It's Osir to cook with the Kli. So that's a din Isir that's Chal on the Kli. So you could use Cheskos Heter when you have a Sofek. The whole list is Rabbanan. Okay, I wanted to see those two svaras. Now we'll see Rav Shimon Shkop. Okay, Rav Shimon in Shar Beis Perek Yud Aleph deals exactly with this whole point. Shar HaChazokas is called Shar HaChazokas Perek Yud Aleph. Kitzur, he brings down everything. Then he brings down a Toisus. We're not going to go through the whole Toisus. But he brings down the Tosfos and Yevamos that it's clear in Tosfos that you do say Chazaka b'taruvos. Okay. Tosfos and Yevamos. V'nei b'shoras Tosfos nirulan the astaiti daf b'ashkofa rishayna tzotku ma'ol divri ashef shmaitza eich shayach loim b'chazaka kiven da hachulin b'chobokom sheheim u'torim v'loi nishtanu l'isser kamachara taruvos. He's talking about Yovish b'Yovish there. Truma got mixed into chulin. Mashenesa lano kala taruvos who rakmei shenanu makirim. We don't know where the iser is and where the heter is. Avol kol ze rakecha shenu donum lanyin ischatshus iser chodosh. Uve mitzias lo inishtana heheter mikfishahu. What he says. So he says the Shmaitz of Lechayu is right. And now he says as follows. That would be true if you're dealing with something becoming Osir, Linyan Hischachus Isur Chadosh, Uve Mitzias Lo Nishtana Ha'etem Ekfi Shehu. So, Avalinya Chazoka, he says, let's remember, he's trying to emphasize. He's saying Chazaka does not really tell us the Metzius. This is like pure Rav Shimon. Avol linya Chazaka ain't a dover toloi the Metzius ha'amitas. Chazaka is ela toloi the meshemuchzuklon leheter ola iser. It's what's the status quo? Like, how are we dealing with it? How do we view it? Maybe you can even say. Because Chazaka doesn't relate to the Metzius, as we say very often. It's not even logical. Chazaka doesn't relate to Metzius. Ataka doesn't. So it relates to our view of it and whether that changed. Something new happened. You don't have to be talking about, interesting, this sounds a little like the Lo Nimlach, but he says it on everything. You're not talking about if something became Osir or became Mutter, because the Chazaka is not telling you whether it did or it didn't. You're mesupik if a new matzav was created. Shekol aroya hischachos hamikre yishtana al kopona metzlo dina Chazaka akoidemes. The Chazaka says there was no shinui. If the din of the thing changes, even how we treat it, how we view it, how we're misnahed towards it. You like that word. How we're misnahed towards it. So that's already a breakdown in the Chazaka. You're taking the thing out of its status quo. You're dealing with it different. I'm saying this as best as I understand it. You're dealing with it differently than the way you've dealt with it in the past. Since, explaining Tosfos, since Chazaka does not address the reality, since Chazaka doesn't address the reality, so Chazaka addresses, I would call it, the status of the Chafetz, how we deal with it, how we treat it, how we relate to it. You know, it's like in physics, there's something called, something in physics. Like, you never see the reality. You're only dealing with
Eisenberg uncertainty principle.
What?
Eisenberg uncertainty principle.
Yes, that sounds right. Yeah, like you're only. What was that called?
Eisenberg.
Right, the Eisenberg.
Yeah.
Eisenberg.
With an H.
I'm a Yid. What
German?
The Eisenberg.
It's not an H.
The Eisenberg uncertainty principle. I know there's something like that. No, really, that you're never dealing with the Metzius Tikka Metzius. Because you never know what the real Metzius Tikka Metzius is.
You're dealing with your perception of what it is,
right,
at that point.
So that's what Rav Shimon is saying. Chazaka does not deal with the Metzius Tikka Metzius. It deals with perception. Because it deals with the matzav of the object, the status quo. So any change in the status of the object and how you will relate to it is already a shinui to which Chazaka could be applied. If now you're not allowed to eat the object, Rav Shimon's saying, again, Meshitas Taisus, if now you're not allowed to eat the object, that's a shinui in its status, and that already Chazaka kicks in and says that the status, Shekola Roya Hischachus Hamikre, if something happened, Yishtana Al Kolpona Metzlo Dina Chazaka Koidemus. So that means the status quo is no longer valid. Peninsula Fize, Tayeschachus Soseris is a Chazaka Demeikara. So we could apply Chazaka. Umishimachim Sofek Lonu Bimaora Hazer, Maora means a happening. So even if we're just misupik, if something happened, you are in effect bumping up against the chazaka, which remember doesn't deal with the reality. So chazaka is always like nothing happened, things are the same. Keep relating to it the way you always related to it.
Nothing
changed. The matzav didn't change. Below Butler. He has more to say, but we'll pause.
Almost sounding like it's reinforcing lo chazaka dehashta.
No.
Okay, because whatever it was before, you're noticing the change now.
Well, that's your suffix. Did it change? So Rav Shimon's saying, once you're countenancing the possibility of change, even if it's a change b'mikre, I'll call it a change of status. Not a change b'etzem, did it become awesome, but a change in status, so you could apply chazaka, because it's already contradicting the chazaka de meikara. But the chazaka de meikara does not relate to the reality. This is Mamish the Heidenberg principle. That's Mamish what he's saying. That when you have a suffix, chazaka doesn't tell you the real reality. Chazaka just tells you, don't change its status. This is how should you relate to it. I don't know what Rav Shimon says about Cheskos Aguf. I don't know. We're not learning Hoshar Chazakos now. We always said that Cheskos Aguf indeed is relate. No. I'm thinking that. But it's a good point, but it's not. It wouldn't affect the Shemeshkar. What we said about Chesk Saguf is that it addresses the reality, not the din. But it still doesn't address it by claiming to be Mavarer what the reality is. Chazaka just doesn't do that. It says keep things at their status quo. We know that Chazaka doesn't deign, D-E-I-G-N. Doesn't make believe. It's not rove. It's not telling you, this is what happened, fellas. Again, Cheskos Aguf is just addressing the issue, but it doesn't deign to be mevarer it. It's still chazaka, meaning it still says how to consider it. Consider it in a matzav of Cheskos Sholem still, without a mum. It's stronger than other chazakas because it addresses the very issue. While the Cheskos Din doesn't address the issue, it just addresses the Din. But the address doesn't change. It's still only Chazaka. It doesn't tell you what actually happened. So you could apply, so even if you have a Taruvos, you are talking about a change in status. A change in status. Do you think it's enough to... Do you think it's enough? The Shmaitzer was talking about a Cheskos Din, but said that the din of the Dover Heter never changed. And we know it didn't change. Your suffering is if there's a Dover Usher here or not. So how can you apply Chazaka? The Dover Heter is Mutter, the Dover Isser is Usher. Rav Shimon is saying how, because he found the Tosfos Yevamos that apparently says you do apply Chazaka by a taruvos, so he's explaining how it could be. Just to say it's a cheskos din obviously doesn't do the trick.
The shmeitzer is a rov isin and a taruvos. What do we call what the shmeitzer says? Can we eat it? Can we eat it? No. Why not?
Of course you can't eat it.
Why not?
Adarabah, you can't. That's the problem. Why not? It's a cheskos hat there. Mitzvah's cases are that you can't eat it because of the din of suffik deraisa l'chumra. And he's saying there are no, there's no cheskos hetter.
What if you know there's a rule of reason? That's not a suffik.
Okay.
Well, if you know.
Oh, stop! Okay, so what do you want?
So why can't you eat it?
Because it's rove.
The hetter part is right.
You couldn't even if it's not rove, because it's something right for the chumra.
That's a hanhaga of isur klape the food.
Maybe rove's different than chazaka. Maybe rove tells you it's also. I don't know what you want. Like, what are you asking? What are you throwing in?
Once you've established that you can't eat it, so it's a cheskes isur on the tarov. Even though the mutter part still moving,
I think you have to go back to the Shmeitzer. You don't understand what the Shmeitzer was saying. The reason you can't eat the taruvos is because you might be picking up a piece of chazer. So when you have a suffake, you can't apply a cheskos het there. If you're mesupik, if there's a taruva shalisser, that's the case of the Shmeitzer. He's talking about a case of the suffake taruvos. And he's talking about applying chazaka. And he's showing, in many cases, that you don't apply chazaka. He's explaining why. Because a taruvos doesn't change anything, so there's nothing to apply chazaka to.
The
taruvos is also to eat, because you might be picking up a piece of chazaka.
It's always a suffix?
We're talking about a case of suffix. What do you want to be talking about?
The Rambam, in other words, taruvos of isur is always really.
It's also in the Rabbanon.
We can't say that.
What are you throwing in here? Everything but the kitchen
I'm
sink.
I asked Rav this yesterday. I'm explaining exactly what Shimon Shabbat.
No shaychus. No shaychus. The Shmaitz is also talking about a chesed.
Towards the thing is of isur. So the mindset, we're changing it. Even though it's not the reality of it, we're changing our relationship, how you deal with it.
And therefore you could apply chazaka. Why?
Because it's your perception.
That part's wrong. That you got wrong. If you would have said this yesterday and you were Mechavet Rav Shimon, kol hakavod, I'll stand up to you and we'll give you an award. But even now you're saying it wrong. Rav Shimon's point is not cheskes din vis-a-vis cheskes haguf. It's not his point at all. His point is that any chazaka, including cheskes momen, including cheskes haguf, any chazaka, except the chazakas maybe of enadam parer tachmanoi, and enadam tereach kesudam afsida, and chazaka enadam oisem bilosu bilasdus, and those types of chazakas, which are behavioral chazakas. But all the chazakas of din, whether it's guf or din, Rav Shimon's, that's not his point. His point is that chazaka, as opposed to edus, as opposed to perhaps rove, or at least Ruba de Lesa come on for sure. Ruba de Lesa come on is very, very tricky, and there's a whole shar gimels about rove. But chazaka does not address the reality. If you don't know if a woman's an Eishes Ish or not, because you don't know if the get is kor of loy or kor of law, so we know that chazaka doesn't address the reality. Cheskes haguf as well. If you don't know when she got the moon, so the chazaka is only maintain the status quo and assume that things did not change. That's all it's saying. Assume things did not change until you know for sure that it changed. But it doesn't deign, I'll say it because it's the right word, it doesn't deign to be mavarer to you what actually happened. It knows that it's still 50-50. It's not addressing the mitzius. I might be addressing the mitzius, but it's not being mavarer the mitzius. Chazaka, in essence, no matter what type of chazaka, meaning cheskes din or cheskes haguf, cheskes din doesn't even address, it doesn't paskin on the reality. It paskins on the din. Cheskes haguf at least paskins the reality. What is it paskin about the reality? It doesn't paskin what taka happened, because it doesn't. It paskins that you should assume that the status quo was maintained and the woman still didn't have a mum at the time of the kiddushin.
Didn't this make sense? There's no cheskes haguf on the taruvos. It's Russian, I'm
not. You're right. Because you can't apply chazaka to meikara on the taruvos. Because the goof.
You're
not talking about the chazaka, my good friend. He's talking about ain isur begufo. What's osur is you might be picking up a piece of chazer and eating it. The heter did not become isur, so you can't apply cheskos heter to something that was heter before and heter now. Ain isur begufo. Ela machlas tarubos. Right.
Because the goof of the thing is not the up.
That half you have right, but you're making a mistake about the second half. It's not because it's not a cheskus haguf. It's because chazaka by its nature. It's because no. The Shmaitz, I'm mixing up the Shmaitz from Shimon now. There's no chazaka. Nothing was transformed. You don't have a suffix that anything was transformed. At least with a woman, you have a suffix if her body was transformed into a mum-ridden body. A behemoth, you have a suffix. Maybe it's a trefa. Maybe it's also. Whenever you apply chazaka is when something was transformed, or maybe it was transformed. So you're applying chazaka to assume a status quo that you don't assume it was transformed until the time that you know it was transformed. Right? That's chazaka. But he's saying by a taruvos, nothing was transformed.
So why can't we eat it?
Because you have it. Because you might be picking up a piece of chazer and eating it. Because it's mixed together. We're talking about a suffix taruvos. We're talking about a suffix taruvos. We're not talking about all sphakas. We're not talking about a suffix of the behemoth was shackled properly or not. Suffix taruvos, says the Shmaitza, is never a question of gufo osur. It's always a question of
dino osur.
No!
So why can't you?
You're saying it wrong. Because you might be picking up a piece of chazer and eating it. Now you got me. I give up. I'm raising my hands on the feet. What are you mixing in? What? We're going with the din that it's also. What's the difference? We're going with something Taruvus is also. Obviously. You're mixing up two things because of the similarity of language. The Shmaitzis says in your sod that Rabbi Kiveger Grada argues with by Lach Balach. That might help you understand his yisod. That a taruvos is not transformative. Chaticha is not nasus nevela. It's not transformative. The thing that's mutter was mutter and remains mutter. And the thing that's osur was always osur. Your question is, it got mixed up. So you don't know what you're picking up and eating. And if Kiveger grabbed the... I'm only bringing up Kiveger. I hope it doesn't mix you up more. I'm bringing up the contrast. Kiveger says, lach balach is talking not like that. A piece of head there is transformed into isser if it has ta'am isser. A piece of innocent wonder bread with taste molecules of chazer is usher to eat. The bread is usher to eat because it has ta'am of chazer molecules. That's a kivege. And there you could therefore apply chazaka. Even if chaticha enas is nevel. That's amazing. But the Schweitzer's going, whether he argues with the kivege or not, I don't care. He's going when nothing has been transformed. So how can you apply chazaka? Rav Shimon, who found a toisus that you could, says the following lumnus, which applies equally to Cheskos HaGuf and equally to Cheskos Din. It's the Heidenberg principle. Since Chazaka does not address, does not deal with, is not Mavarer, it doesn't tell you the get was, it's not Mavarer to you that the get was Koroy Vloy, and therefore she's an Esha Sish. It's not. It doesn't tell you when she got the mum. It can't. We know that it doesn't deal with the level, with a level of reality. It only tells you what to assume. Assume no change. It's telling you what to do. You like the word esnagus. I'll throw in the word esnagus here. It's esnagus. Assume there was no change. That's the assumption. You don't know what happened. It's not mavarati what happened. Assume that the matzav didn't change. Status quo I like that word for chazaka, you know that? Status quo is a matzav, it's not a reality, it's a matzav. Assume the matzav remained. Says the Bekuvega, since chazaka is only a matzav, not reality, so it could say that don't deal with this taruvos differently than you would have dealt with it yesterday. Its matzav didn't change. The fact that you're not allowed to eat it is a matzav. Well, it's not talking about you're not allowed to eat the bread became a chetzu di yisura, blah, blah, blah. It's in a matzav, the hisnagus towards it is different. And that's goof of what chazaka does address. The hisnagus, the matzav. And the matzav didn't change. So that's how chazaka can help you by a suffix tarubis. I am a shim.